is back on. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. For tens of thousands of Montgomery County residents, following an outage that lasted several hours, a small plane had crashed into a power line in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Sunday night. Crews rescued the pilot and passenger from the plane, which was dangling about 100 feet in the air. The two men are hospitalized with serious injuries. With Republicans winning control of the House for the upcoming term, Nancy Pelosi will no longer hold the House Speaker position. Current House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has earned the nomination to possibly be elected for that job. On NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky discusses whether Congressman McCarthy will succeed Pelosi.
I think we've got a lot of time between now and January the 3rd. I'm of the opinion that on January 3rd, we'll come together as a conference and elect Kevin McCarthy to be Speaker of the House. I think this is something that is ongoing. There are certainly 5 to 8 members that have said they're leaning towards voting no against Kevin McCarthy.
Congressman McCarthy must receive at least 218 votes to secure the speakership. In the meantime, Congress returns for a lame duck session Monday, while President Biden will be traveling this week. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
A new semiconductor plant in Michigan will host President Biden this week as the administration touts progress from investments resulting from the CHIPS Act. That legislation included $53 billion for U.S. manufacturers to boost computer chip production. Thursday, the president hosts the first state dinner of the Biden presidency in honor of visiting French President Emmanuel Macron.
The city of Chesapeake, Virginia, will be holding a vigil Monday evening to honor the 6 people killed in the Walmart shooting. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The FBI now investigating an American tourist's recent murder in Mexico. Fox's Christina Coleman in Los Angeles with the story.
25-year-old American tourist from Charlotte, North Carolina, named Shanquela Robinson, allegedly died at a rented luxury villa in Cabo San Lucas on October 29th. Her friends reportedly told her mother that she died of alcohol poisoning, but Robinson's autopsy revealed the cause of death as a severe spinal cord injury, along with instability in several vertebrae located in her neck. And Robinson's cause of death, of course, clearly very concerning for her family and friends, especially after video, which was obtained by the New York Post, circulated on social media. It shows a woman who appears to be brutally attacking Robinson.
Mexican federal prosecutors are asking that a female suspect be extradited to Mexico to face charges for the murder. Get ready for Cyber Monday, where online prices will be slashed. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Online retailers are offering some of their best deals of the season. Discounts on computers are expected to reach up to 27% off.
An estimated $11 billion in online sales is projected, which would be the biggest Cyber Monday ever. A popular holiday tradition is back at the post office.
Santa is going to be busy once again thanks to the United States Postal Service as Operation Santa is back. Operation Santa allows kids from anywhere in the country to write a letter to Santa asking for a gift. Adoptees pick the letter they like the most on the Operation Santa website, package up a gift, and drop it off at the post office.
You'll never know the last name of the child. You'll never know their address.
That's Rod Spurgeon with USPS, who says with economic issues like inflation, the service could be in more demand this year.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.